Lance Hubmeier.
If you're going to go stick your head in the sand like that, get out of the sport.
Mike Coppinger.
It's creating a huge mess. It's absurd.
No, you're wrong. So
the only seems like a cash grab.
You need to turn up and you need to be on it.
We just started going at it.
You got to go eat.
The Pug and Cop Boxing Show on The Athletic.
Hello, everybody. We are back with another episode of the Pug and Cop Boxing Show. This is Mike Coppinger alongside Lance Hubmeier of The Athletic. And I had, I guess we'll call it the pleasure of being ringside in Miami for Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul exhibition. I'm not going to say fight once again. And I must say, I've been covering boxing for about 12 years now. I think that was maybe the most surreal event, the biggest clown show I've been a part of. And look, it was fun, I guess. It was, fights happened. There was punching involved. And I thought it was very fitting, Lance. We had, I was joking around with a few people. I was like, man, wouldn't it just be great, you know, at this event that we're at, you know, with how absurd it is, if it just started pouring. And then it started pouring. Not like at that moment, but, you know, I knew that the clouds were in the sky and it was a possibility, but it started pouring. So a lot of us missed a lot of the Herd Arias fight because we were busy running into the back so our computers didn't get ruined and going back. I mean, I, you know how it is in South Florida. You've been here plenty. The showers, like it starts raining. So I was staying out there for a while, and then it started raining heavy, and I was like, all right, let me get to the back. So, like, we were running, sitting on this awning, and I was waiting a few minutes for the rain to stop to go back again, and then, you know, I'm far away from the rain at that point, so I can't really see the fight. And then I go back, and then it starts raining again. Couldn't charge my phone or my iPad because the rain, you know, water got into the lightning connector, and it was a mess. But unfortunately, I missed a lot of the really only good fight on the card, Jared Herd and Arias. But and then we had the Mayweather stuff, and look, I don't think Mayweather was really trying to hurt Logan Paul, nor did I ever think he was going to heading into the fight. This was an exhibition, it's for fun. Mm-hmm. I think Floyd Mayweather, I give him props because he was kind of honest all along. Maybe insulting to some, but he said it right. This is a legalized bank robbery.
Yeah,
one of my favorite. This is one of the great quotes of all time, maybe. Legalized bank robbery, and he said after the event, I'm the best when it comes to legalized bank robbing. And, hey, look, if you want to buy it, that's on you. You know, if you were fooled, that's on you. If you enjoyed the event, great. I don't care if you enjoyed it. Fine. You know, I enjoy the WWE, as you know, Lance. I know you don't, but I have no problem with these events. If Floyd wants to make a bunch of money, so be it. But I would hope he doesn't do anymore. And he said afterward that he's definitely retired from fighting and that he's probably not doing any more exhibitions. But I guess we'll see. But what was your takeaway?
Well, I mean, it was very interesting, Mike. I mean, I wrote about this today a little bit because some of the readers were asking, me basically about our coverage and about what I thought about it as well. And look, I mean, I guess from the exhibition standpoint, I would have expected more entertainment and in the ring. And I don't know that it really had that. There was no like real defining moments. Yes, you know, at times Logan Paul landed a couple big shots on Floyd. And he took them, but Floyd really didn't let his hands go as I expected him to. And I really thought that, again, the best story that I saw coming out of this was Floyd Mayweather saying, you guys aren't allowed in the boxing, you know, but he didn't do that. He didn't take that route. And he really got held a lot. He was outsized. You know, I was, I talked to someone afterward who's very close to Floyd. And he said, look, you know, those 30 pounds ended up being a thing. And even though that there is a definite disadvantage in experience between Paul and Mayweather, Mayweather found it very difficult to kind of close the gap and land the repeated kind of blows that he needed to against the bigger man to get him out of there. So it just didn't happen. But at the end of the day, when Logan Paul was giving the interview and talking, you know, in the ring, I actually was like, you know what? There's something a little bit bigger here. And if there is anything that we can take away that I think is probably the best thing about the whole night, it was that Logan Paul sort of sent the message to everyone that, you know, chase your dreams. If you think you can do something, and he's talked to me about this before. I can remember him saying, you know, I'm just this kid from Ohio who wanted to, you know, make these videos. And look at what he accomplished with that. And now, you know, he realized, you know, with a wrestling background that he wanted to be athletic in the sport of boxing. And he did last 8 rounds with Floyd Mayweather. And I mean, you can say anything you want to, like I just did about, you know, that was not 100% Mayweather at all. He still accomplished those eight rounds. And I think if you can just look at it from the standpoint of, this is a guy who says chase your dreams, I'm okay with that. You know, I think sometimes with us as boxing heads and diehards, we get a little bit too wrapped up in everything, but there is a bigger world out there. And I think we can just appreciate what Logan Paul accomplished by surviving those eight rounds.
No, look, it is impressive just to even land a fight with Floyd Mayweather, being a guy like Logan Paul, you're right, you know, growing up there and getting so big that Mayweather agrees to be in an exhibition with you. That's impressive. So, mm-hmm. you know, props to him. He's doing something right. He's making a lot of money. But I just want to say, like, I just hope Floyd doesn't do any more of these. Cause, you know, I don't want to see him become a caricature of himself. You know, he's done a couple now and it's fine, but let's not do too many of them. You know, let's remember Floyd as the great fighter he was. And, you know, you mentioned the 30 pounds. Yes, the contract said no more than 160 for Floyd and no more than 190 for Logan. But really, it was a lot more than that because Floyd weighed 155, and I'm sure he didn't weigh more than that on fight night. Maybe he gained 5 pounds, who knows, but I kind of doubt he did. And then Logan, you know, probably weighed like 2205. So we're talking about a pretty sizable weight advantage. But again, this was an exhibition, you know. Yeah.
It was the biggest disadvantage that I had seen in a ring since Mayweather and Big Show, Mike. I mean, when I saw those two guys in the ring, at least on television, I'm sure it looked like the same way to you as well, ringside. But it's like, wow, look at the difference in size there.
But hey, look, I did get to meet Fat Joe. And it was funny, right? Because as I was approaching Fat Joe, I said to him, hey, what's going on, Fat Joe? And I was thinking, wow, what if that was disrespectful, you know, like calling him fat?
Yeah.
But hey, that is his name. So got to meet Fat Joe. That was cool. There were a lot of celebrities there. We'll say there were a lot of celebrities, a lot of influencers. It seemed to be, you know, people were really, you know, I'd say the celebrity aspect, the people were really into the event, you know, people wanted to be there. And, you know, I'll definitely remember it, but I don't know. It was just a strange event. You know, it was just kind of a surreal event, Lance.
Let me ask you this, Mike, because I we were deprived of getting like a real score out of this fight. Jimmy Lennon Jr. gets up in the ring and basically just says like, hey, let's praise these guys for what they just accomplished. But no one gave a score. Did you score the fight at all?
Absolutely not, Lance.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I was going to say it looked to me like it was around 5-3 Mayweather.
Sure. You can tell me. You know, I did not score. I think the most fun I had all night was watching Ocho Cinco get dropped.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know, that was interesting.
Well, and it was stunning, Mike, too, that Jared Hurd had that big of a problem with Arias.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, where does Jared Hurd go from here? I don't know what you could do with him now. I mean, I'm not going to say that he's, you know, done forever, but it's hard to know what you can really do with Jared Hurd now with two losses and three fights. And that one win was against Chia Santana, where Hurd did not look very good. I mean, you have to remember, Jared Hurd's been in a ton of wars. The fight with Lara was brutal, one fight of the year. Even the win over Frank Garza was kind of tolling, as was you had Jared Hurd against what's his
Lara?
Name, Lance?
Lara.
I already said that one. I already said the Lara fight. There was the
J-Rock
Williams fight. J-Rock. Yeah. J-Rock gave him a beating. I mean, and then there were a couple more fights Jared Hurd was in where, I mean, Austin Trout, even, you know, he takes punishment in every single fight. He likes
way too much.
Almost like he likes to block punches with his face. So, you know, it's, man, again, this is another a fight that was marinated too long and goes to the graveyard for eternity. You know, at one point, Jermell Charlo, Jared Hurd would have been a monster fight. He didn't get it done, and now that's it. It's over. Just like Wama Lopez and Gamboa with Top Rank.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Mike. I mean, look, I mean, you're absolutely right. This guy has got to pay attention to his defense, and he just hasn't done so. And yes, he certainly is a tough guy who, as he showed against Lara, is capable of coming back and winning a fight, but that didn't happen. I mean, he just gave up too many rounds. He got punched too often. And, you know, the battering that he took from the right hand of Arias was just amazing. He never did anything about it throughout the fight. It was stunning to see because he is, you know, such a strong talent, a former two belt 154 pound champion, you know?
Yeah, so I don't know where he goes from here, but good for Luis Arias. I certainly didn't think he'd win. I think he was about a 10-1 to 12-1 underdog, and it's the biggest win of his career by far. He'll get a meaningful fight, you know, 154. I think that's the way he'll probably fight at. It's 54 now. And Badou Jack, unfortunately, you know, we're supposed to get a Badou Jack Jean Pascal fight, and Pascal tests positive for 4 different PEDs. I mean, I didn't even think that was possible, but I mean, it's crazy. So Badou Jack, you know, that was a laugh or a mismatch, but you know, it was short notice. So look, I think I don't know what to say, Lance. It was just a really surreal event.
Well, I mean, yeah, one of the interesting things, Mike, and like I know that I've received a lot of, you know, people contacting me saying, oh, this is a, you know, about the conspiracy theory of the reason that Floyd took it easy on Logan is that he's trying to set up a fight with Jake. And, you know, Jake was there ringside saying, you know, look, Mayweather's 50-1. My brother beat him. But again, some people close to Floyd are saying like, don't do it. You know, this is probably going to happen again at age 44. You're just biting off more than you can chew by fighting these guys. But with Jake on Showtime, doesn't it set up for this to happen again? You don't think it will happen?
I don't know that it'll happen again, because I think Jake Paul really is trying to take out some serious fights right now. You know, Tyron Woodley, and I mean, granted, they're not boxers, obviously, but I think Jake Paul was trying to do a little bit more in the sport. I'm not sure if there's any point in doing this Mayweather exhibition. I mean, if he does one, I certainly can't do another Mayweather Paul exhibition, whether it's Jake or Logan. I can't do another one, so I hope not.
Well, I know you had a conversation with Jake. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, caught up with Jake at world famous Fifth Street Gym, where Muhammad Ali used to train, in Miami last week, South Beach, and you know, he told me about his plans for the future, what he's trying to do with the Tyron Woodley fight, what he hopes to accomplish. So let's take a listen to that right now, Lance, and then we'll just come right back to the show.
Out of his element, making shit up to try and seem cool. You know, he doesn't really do this at this level. This is the biggest fight of his career, and I gave it to him. You know, he should be thanking me. This is the biggest payday. Otherwise, he would have just been cut by the UFC and then just left on the sidelines. So he should be thanking me, but it is what it is. He wouldn't take the bet. Y'all all saw it. Y'all all got it on camera. I said, I'll pay you double your purse if you beat me. But if you lose, you have to pay your purse to my charity.
Is that because he
lacks confidence. I mean, why wouldn't you take that bet as a fighter if you knew you were going to win? To make double the money? By the way, this is the biggest payday of his life. And he can make double that if he took the bet. So put your money where your mouth is. Put your money where your mouth is. I get to hold the mic.
Fight,
yes, sir. I'm famous now. I get a mic.
So you feel like you finally get credit for fighting this?
Tell him the bet, Jake. Tell him the bet.
Look, you know, he's a good striker. He's known for knocking people out. I think when I beat Tyron, people have to put respect in my name. But that's not what I'm here for, to be honest. Like, I already know how good I am. I already know that this is going to be another easy fight.
Showtime knows how good. What was that?
And that's why Showtime's in business with me, because they know. You're looking at the future of boxing. Some people will say it's cocky, arrogant, but I'm just doing my thing, and I work hard, and it pays off.
Did Showtime reach out to you to make that deal?
Say it again.
Did Showtime reach out to you to make that deal?
It was like a mutual thing, okay. You know? That's what it is. Tell big business. One time. Well, I already said it like 100 times.
Jake, what's up, man?
What up, bro? Why you gotta leak the fight on us, bro?
Gotta do it, man.
This is the guy that leaked it. He leaked it. I was trying to get the announcement.
Man, you got two bites of the cookie.
Yeah,
you got trended twice because of that.
True. You're right.
I got you.
You're right.
But look, man, everyone's saying that Tyron's a lot better than Askren. Do you think so?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%. But like, again, he's not as good as me, and he's playing catch up. He's got 86 days. You know, August 28th is the date. He's got 86 days from now to try to unlearn all those bad habits. We see holes in his whole entire game, and to try and learn how to box. He's stiff, muscles don't fight, and he's going to be out of his whole element. This is boxing. This isn't MMA, my friend, and you can't learn how to box in 86 days. And that will show in the ring. And the Disney kid is going to beat up the 5-time UFC champion of the world, the Hall of Famer, and it's going to be hilarious.
Well, Jake, you know how it is, though. You need a better fighter to show what you can do. So that means you're going to show us more of what you can do against a better fighter.
Exactly. I haven't even shown my fighting abilities at all. I haven't even made it past two rounds in my professional career. I haven't been hit in the face. No one can even see if I got a chin. No one can see my inside fighting game. I haven't even gotten warmed up. And by the way, I'm the type of fighter that gets better in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round. I get better in sparring. And so I really haven't even been able to warm up, lace up, get hit. Like, I'm excited to really show off my ability. If he can even make it out of the first round. I was training today, and I swear to God, like, I think by now people have to see, like, I don't cap. I predicted every single one of my fights. I said Ben Askren first round. I said Nate Robinson first round. He got to the second. I said my first pro fight first round. I don't think Tyrone can make it out of two rounds, so you might not even see my boxing ability in this fight, to be honest.
Let's step aside right now for a break.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Thanks again to Jake Paul for the time. Look, I got to be honest. I actually am kind of excited for that Jake Paul Woodley fight. The difference is that's a sanctioned fight. That's a real fight. And mm-hmm. Woodley is a serious fighter. I know he's 39 now and hasn't won in a few years and, you know, 4-5 losing streak and all, but he surely has way better stand up than Ben Askren. I'm excited for that fight.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be very interesting and it will be a truer test for Jake Paul. And I think that's what everyone wants to see. I mean, the question that kind of looms after Mayweather Paul is, you know, how many more of these novelty fights basically can we see, influencer fights? And obviously, we're going to see at least one more with Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. And to me, Mike, I think more than anyone else, Jake Paul is going to be the one who's going to carry the banner of the influencer fights and keep them alive, or they're going to die on his watch if he decides not to pursue this any further. Do you see him as like the defining figure of these influencer fights as well?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it, Lance. I do think so. I think we're going to have to see. I do think Jake's going to win. I think he's going to pull it off. And, you know, where does he go from there? I think certainly the big fight, at least in the near future, would be Jake against Nate Diaz if Nate Diaz leaves the UFC.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, I mean, think about how big that would be on pay-per-view.
Oh, that'd be great. But, yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I do think a lot hinges on Jake. I mean, I don't know how serious Logan is about boxing, but it's going to be interesting, Lance. We do have a real fight this Saturday. Shakur Stevenson. Well, I say real fight. I don't know how real a fight it is. Shakur Stevenson against Jeremiah Nakathila. It should be a complete laugher. I think Shakur's an amazing talent. I think he's going to be a future star. But it was funny. Shakur was on Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing podcast recently, and Tyson said something to Shakur along the lines of, if this guy lands one punch on you, you should be embarrassed and retire. Wow. So, you know, it's a gross mismatch. I haven't even. Do you even have odds, Cam, for this on BetMGM?
I don't even know. I can pull it up.
Let's see.
Because we have the power of the internet in front of us.
But you know, Lance, we have talked about this in the past. You know, Shakur Stevenson, great, great talent, and you know, kind of the forgotten guy when they talk about the 135. I know he's fighting at 130 now, but he'll be at 135 soon. He says probably next year. And what's his recent run, right? I mean, he fought Felix Caraballo in last summer. He fought Toker Conclary in December. Now he's fighting this Nakathila guy from Namibia. I mean, we need a big fight for Shakur. And I have heard some rumblings that Topuria might look to make Shakur Stevenson against Lomachenko and before the end of the year. If they do that, then you know, that would be huge.
I like that fight. Would that require, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Top Rank does with Jamel Herring and the WBO belt that he has as well, because would Jamel vacate that and then go fight Oscar Valdez, or, you know, and then Shakur and Loma fight for that belt? I mean, I actually think like that's Loma's best move, is to get out of, I know he's fighting at the end of the month at 135, but I think he should go back to 130 where he dominated so substantially. That's his best division. And I think when you're looking at a guy, you know, who has, what, 5-6 quality fights left in him, you know, go where you're most comfortable. Go where you're at your best instead of kind of like forcing it and banging your head against the wall and continuing to have difficult fights as he did against Teofimo Lopez.
Yeah, I have heard that if that Lomachenko score fight happens, that it would be at 130. So that would be great. I would like to see Loma back at 130. But
Shakur has made no bones about it, Mike, that he you know, that he'd like to fight Lomachenko. And, you know, that's what we want to see. We talk about this ad nauseum on the show. You know, that's what we want to see from the young fighters. The courage to step in there and test themselves against a veteran opponent who really knows the sport so well. And so, you know, it's disappointing that Shakur is fighting against this massive underdog at Virgin Hotels in Las Vegas this weekend. But, you know, he wants greater things. And I think that's the most encouraging thing of all about where Shakur Stevenson stands in the sport.
Do you guys want to take a guess on the odds, or do you want me just to tell you?
Oh, no, I want to guess.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Shakur Stevenson minus 2,000.
Lance?
Minus 2,000. So I'll say minus 2,500.
I thought we were going to go like 2001 just so you didn't go bust. Shakur, negative 5,000.
Wow.
Nakathila plus 1,400.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Minus 5,000.
What's that? Is there anything on there about the knockouts?
Let me see here. I don't know if it's been updated. No, it's not been updated yet.
Okay, no problem. I mean, look, in my opinion, you got to just take Shakur and hope that he pursues a knockout. And if you're going to be betting this fight on BetMGM, I think Shakur, you know, wants to be sensational. He wants just to show himself as sensational. And the best way to do that, as everyone knows, is to land that knockout.
Well, on that note, Lance, I think that's it for today's show. And yeah, you can head over to BetMGM. You can also head over to The Athletic and go to theathletic.com/plugandpop and subscribe right now. And we'll catch you next week here on the Plug and Pop Boxing Show.